Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for community comment. Happy Good Friday, everybody. When I saw on the calendar that my community comment would be aired on Good Friday, I immediately thought, what's so good about it? Then I remembered that I've already done a What's So Good About Good Friday community comment. I looked it up in the archives, and sure enough, 2020, I did one on What's So Good About It. But if you're like me, you probably forgot what I said 3 years ago. I know I did, so I'm reading and reusing some of my original post here. Good Friday, what's so good about it? I mean, in reality, Good Friday is the day Christians celebrate Jesus being crucified on the cross and dying. What's so good about that? With my own thinking, I wondered if they called it Good Friday because of the good that came out of the crucifixion. Not so good for Jesus, but really good for those who believe his death paid for their sins. But I was curious, so I began to dig a little. This is what I found. In Old English, the word good means holy. So it could simply mean Holy Friday. It makes sense to me. Don't some people call the Holy Bible the good book? Another possibility is that Good Friday was derived from the word God's Friday. You might think that's a bit of a stretch, but I learned something interesting in my research. This wouldn't be the only case in the English language to have moved from the word God to the word good. Do you know that the phrase goodbye is actually a contraction of the phrase God be with ye? Goodbye, God be with ye. When I learned Spanish, I wondered that with the word adios, a meaning to and Dios meaning God, and sure enough, adios means I commend you to God. Still digging a little more, I found the French word adieu. Just like English and Spanish, God be with ye became goodbye, in French, adieu came from adieu comment, I commend you to God. All this is interesting enough, but going back around to my original thought. Today's Good Friday, and that means Easter Sunday is just a few days away. Church attendance is usually higher during Easter and Christmas. A good friend of mine recently told me that he was embarrassed that he had not been to church in a few years, and he didn't want to go because of his embarrassment. My answer to that argument is this. If you were camping and you didn't brush your teeth for a few days, would you give up brushing your teeth altogether because you missed a few days? Of course not. So get out there, brush your teeth, and go to church this weekend. The first Good Friday was good in the sense that even though Jesus was brutally crucified, on Sunday we celebrate his resurrection from the dead. It really was a Good Friday for you and me. With that, I say goodbye, adios, and adieu. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.